Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 15th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Cupcake Day. This sweet holiday celebrates tiny decorated cakes that bring smiles at birthday parties, bakeries, and cozy kitchen tables, from classic vanilla to inventive seasonal flavors. Braviliner, frost with flair, sample a few whimsical toppings, and share a cupcake to spread joy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. This morning, it's looking clean, with 1+ foot waves rolling in. Conditions should hold steady through the morning before shifting to fair by early afternoon as winds turn onshore at around 5 miles per hour. Expect the swell to remain consistent, but the chop will increase as the day goes on. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m. with a 2 foot outgoing mid-tide when the southwest swell is 1 feet at 13 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 5.5 feet at 6 a.m., followed by a half-foot low tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start clean with 1 foot waves on Tuesday, ideal for beginners. Wednesday sees a steady increase to 2 to 3 feet, but choppy conditions develop by midday. Thursday offers the most size at 3+ feet, with fair conditions prevailing, especially in the morning, making it the best day of the period. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 56 degrees, with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:46, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:52. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny with highs near 75 and a light northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. And Tuesday night will be mostly clear with lows near 55. Wednesday and Thursday stay sunny with highs around 75 to 76 and mostly clear to partly cloudy nights near 56. Friday turns mostly sunny with highs near 72 and a mostly cloudy night around 54. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Trump administration announced plans to create a militarized zone along the U.S.-Mexico border in California, raising concerns among civil rights groups about potential threats to immigrants and American citizens. Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum stated that approximately 760 acres of public land in San Diego and Imperial counties will be transferred to the Department of the Navy for this purpose. Local officials, including San Diego County Board of Supervisors Chair Tara Lawson-Remmer, criticized the move as unnecessary and harmful to civil liberties. U.S. Representative Juan Vargas expressed serious concerns about blending military and immigration enforcement, stating that the action does not enhance safety and reflects a troubling anti-immigrant agenda. Now on to sports. Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza is the 2025 Heisman Trophy winner. In his Heisman speech, he thanked everyone who helped him through his journey. His mother, Elsa, wrote an incredible letter to him, expressing gratitude for how he made her feel seen despite her battle with multiple sclerosis. Once Mendoza became a Heisman winner, he emotionally declared, "Mammy, this is your trophy as much as mine," acknowledging her unwavering support. Mendoza won by a landslide, receiving 643 first-place votes. Next, he and the Hoosiers await their opponent in the college football playoff. And in NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs' playoff era ends with an insult, as star quarterback Patrick Mahomes suffered a wicked left knee injury during the loss that eliminated the team. Mahomes, who scored the only Chiefs touchdown in the 16-13 defeat against the Los Angeles Chargers, was unable to spark a last-minute rally. Minutes after the game, Chiefs coach Andy Reid hinted that Mahomes was done for the year, stating, "It doesn't look good." The team confirmed Mahomes suffered a torn ACL and is exploring surgical options. This marks the first time the Chiefs will miss the playoffs since Mahomes became the starter. In local sports, Matthew Stafford rallied the Los Angeles Rams to a thrilling 41-34 victory over the Detroit Lions, clinching another playoff berth. He passed for 368 yards and connected with Colby Parkinson for two touchdowns. Kieran Williams contributed with two rushing touchdowns, helping the Rams maintain their lead in the NFC West with an 11-3 record. Stafford's second-half performance, fueled by chants of MVP from the crowd, secured their eighth win in 9 games. The Rams are heading to the playoffs for the third consecutive year under coach Sean McVay. In top news, forget coffee, this is the first thing gastroenterologists drink in the morning. You do not need to over-optimize your morning routine, just stick to the basics with this beverage. Drinking fluids right when you wake up is key for healthy digestion. Tea made with warm water can help gently get things moving in your digestive system. Gastroenterologists recommend warm herbal tea to support gastrointestinal motility and metabolism. Ginger, peppermint, and chamomile teas can soothe the digestive tract, especially for those with nausea. If herbal tea is not your preference, warm lemon water, green tea, plain water, or coffee are great alternatives. In business news, America's betting craze has spread to its news networks. CNN and CNBC have partnered with Kalshi, a prediction market, encouraging viewers to wager on current events in real time. This marks Kalshi's first collaboration with a major news organization, potentially leading to more similar partnerships. Prediction markets, like Kalshi, offer odds interpreted as probabilities, enhancing political coverage. Last week, CNN's anchor engaged its data analyst to discuss the likelihood of stimulus checks, citing Kalshi's data. Kalshi is valued at $11 billion, making its co-founder, Luana Lopez Lara, the world's youngest self-made woman billionaire. Concerns arise over the ethical implications of news organizations promoting betting odds. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% over the weekend to about $89,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just over $3,100. And XRP is down 2% to $1.99. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Iotic Minerals Technology has discovered a massive deposit of critical minerals in Utah that may be the largest in the United States. This supply could support initiatives to electrify transportation and reduce dependence on foreign markets. The deposit contains 16 critical minerals, including gallium and germanium, essential for electronics. Ionic MT can extract these materials with virtually zero waste and no chemicals. The mine could create hundreds of local jobs and contribute to cleaner energy resources. State leaders believe this discovery positions Utah as a powerhouse for green technologies. Entertainment news. Disney has gone into business with OpenAI, accusing Google of copyright infringement on a massive scale by using artificial intelligence models and services to commercially exploit and distribute infringing images and videos. Attorneys for Disney sent a cease and desist letter to Google, demanding that it stop the alleged infringement. The letter claims that Google is infringing Disney's copyrights by copying a large corpus of its copyrighted works without authorization. Disney's letter demands that Google immediately cease further copying and implement effective technological measures to prevent future infringements. Disney will not tolerate the unauthorized commercial exploitation of its copyrighted characters and works. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.